episode 605, Don't Take Yourself Too Seriously.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy, happy day, sweet ladies. How are you? Big hugs and squeezes to you. How's your week going so far? Are you ready to really crack down and get all your goals done and accomplished all today, right? That's what we want. We want it all to happen in one day. Okay, I know maybe that's just really hopeful thinking. I know I won't be able to get everything done today, but I am trying my best, and hopefully you are doing the same with an even bigger smile on your face. Don't take yourself too seriously, because life is way too short. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I am so delighted that you're here. If you haven't already had the opportunity, head on over to createyournow.com, where you can learn more and also sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple strategy, everyday solutions to keep your life a little bit simpler and make it fun and enjoyable. Because you know what? We only get to do life once. Really think about that statement. You don't get a redo. As much as we think we might want to redo our days, do you really want to go back to sixth grade? Do you really want to go back being a two-year-old and having those temper tantrums? Okay, maybe days we have those temper tantrums, but don't take yourself too seriously. Days can be complicated, stressful, and demanding, where you've convinced yourself that only you have the answers. Only you can do it. Don't take yourself too seriously. Life is too short. And if you try to do everything your way, life may actually escape you. It'll slip away. As much as we want everything in its place, there are days where it's just not going to be possible. Other things get in the way or take precedence. I know right now I am in the midst of kind of like redoing the house, so to speak. And maybe it's because I just have gotten the itch, but really it's because of you. Yes, I'm going to put the blame on you. Isn't it nice to be blamed for something that you really have no idea what's going on? But I'm working on my studio. So yes, that studio is for you. You're going to be hearing more about that this upcoming week and next week. Oh yes, stay tuned. And if you really want to get in on it, make sure you sign up for that newsletter and also the AIM Academy. Uh-huh. Yes, just a little hint. Okay, so back to the story. The story is my house is a disaster zone. Actually, it's not a disaster zone. It's getting better. But you see, I have these great plans every day. I'm going to accomplish all of this. I'm going to organize everything but that linen closet. You know, that linen closet is still stuffed full. And as much as I want to get to it, it hasn't happened yet. Yet guess what? Life goes on. Don't take yourself too seriously. I've had to laugh at myself standing in the midst, in the room of boxes, books everywhere, things around me going, what am I going to do? I literally feel like I'm at war with my own house, like it's caving in on me. Don't take yourself too seriously. Laugh a little bit. When you take yourself too seriously, you have a tendency to blow things and situations way out of proportion. You become less effective in dealing with difficult situations. You know, when you've worked really hard and you've cleaned the house and you've got the counters, oh, just spick and span, and they are just glistening in the sunlight, and your hardwood floors are so clean, and all of a sudden, one sweet, adorable little child comes in and decides that I'm going to have a glass of milk, and they pour the milk, and what happens? They take their first sip, and for some reason, their big sibling decides that they're going to scare him, and up flies the milk. It goes all over your clean, sparkling, spick and span counter, and your floor is splattered now in white spots. Don't take yourself too seriously, because you know what? That's when you begin to go ballistic, don't you? And it had nothing to do with the spilt milk. You were at war with trying to get your house put back together. You wanted to feel good. You wanted it organized and clean. And now the sweet, adorable little child comes along and just wants a drink. They're thirsty. And here, you've just blown everything out of the water. It's their fault just because of a few drops on the floor. Really? But you know that's how it is. I know you had to have had those one of those days. Maybe it's just me because I've had five children, but I have those days, and sometimes more than I even want to count or recall. Relax. We're taking ourselves way too seriously. Laugh in the moment. Humor has a way of letting the silver lining be seen, even when things are crazy and not going how we want them to go. You know, wouldn't it be nice if we could plan out our days perfectly? You know, that list that I had, that I wanted to make sure I got everything done. And if I got it all done, oh yes, my house would be the castle to come visit. And I would invite you in every day. But the moments where I have stuff everywhere, do you think I really want to invite you into my cluttered home that really doesn't look like a castle? Well, if I don't take myself too seriously, the answer to that should be yes. I should humor it and allow you to come in and see this messy home that I call my castle. What if you took your life that way? Now, yes, you need to understand that we have situations that have to be taken very seriously, and we can't laugh about them, and humor isn't appropriate. But a lot of the times, we need to chill out. Man, we need to hang out like the dogs do. We need to pant and lay out on a cool floor and just say, I've had enough. I'm just going to be. Just let me be. Don't take yourself too seriously. Laugh more often. Smile bigger. Let your heart shine with optimism. You see, when you laugh in the moment and you allow humor to set in, it allows you to help navigate through the detours and pit stops in your daily life. Imagine your day full of rainbows and unicorns. Oh, yes, I just saw that smile. I knew the unicorns would get you. Days would be better if we had unicorns. Come on. But add those unicorns in your day. In all seriousness, let the unicorns distract you. Freak out about those unicorns and don't take yourself too seriously. Life is too short. Life is too precious. You were created on purpose for a purpose. You are here to impact those around you. If you can't laugh at yourself, whether it's mistakes that you made, whether it's you didn't get your to-do list done, maybe it's something that you were speaking in front of 1,000 people and something happened during that moment and all of a sudden you're like, oh my gosh, I'm so embarrassed, I can't believe it. But laughter broke out in the room, you began laughing and all was better. Sometimes we just have to break away from trying to be the perfect mom, the perfect wife, the perfect best friend, the perfect daughter, the perfect sister. Stop. Relax. Be like our little rhino does. Just lay down and just look at things like, yep, where's my ball? I just want to play with the ball. Don't take yourself too seriously. I know he doesn't. Enjoy your life that God has given you. You have so many things to be grateful for. And you know what? If you allow those unicorns to freak you out a little bit and you can smile bigger and you can let that heart shine full with optimism, you're going to have an amazing, wonderful, bright day. Stop putting extra pressure on yourself. You were made for greatness. Go out and have a delightful day. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, love, and lots of hugs. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.